Joining us now is Sue Carter, professor at the School of Journalism at MSU. And good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Reginald.
And formerly, you were also the university's faculty athletic representative, but you've resigned. Why is that?
I did resign. Over the past week and a half, I was concerned deeply about the university's response to the stories that we were hearing from the victims of Larry Nassar. It struck me that there was an ongoing lack of compassion, and I no longer wanted to be part of an administration that couldn't express the compassion and be willing to go forward.
How did you come to this decision? I mean, was there any particular moment or statement?
I think there were two instances that really struck me. One was when President Simon appeared a week ago Tuesday in the courtroom and was unable to really let those there to testify against Larry Nassar know how sorry the university is, not only for what Nassar did, but what it did and meant to those women and those girls. That was an important thing. And then when the Board of Trustees on Friday gave her unanimous support, that struck me as wrongheaded. And I didn't see any improvement or any hope for improvement in the university's compassionate response.
You are a longtime member of the MSU community. I mean, this has to be a very emotional decision or very far-reaching one.
I came here a long time ago, longer than I care to admit sometimes. But yes, I was here, in fact, when there was a transition in presidency from John Hanna to an interim Walter Adams. And so I've seen a number of transitions. This university means a great deal to me. I'm a graduate. I'm the mother of a graduate. I've been an administrator, most importantly, a faculty member, and taught many, many students whom I deeply respect. And, my taproot is absolutely green.
Do you have a response to the resignation of President Simon?
I've known President Simon for a long time, and it saddens me that her presidency has come to this end. I was honored to be the Secretary of Board of Trustees and Executive Assistant to former President McPherson, and part of that transition, and have followed, obviously very carefully, her tenure. She's done some wonderful things for the university, and there's no taking away from that. But in this instance, she and many of us failed. We'll go forward. We will learn from this experience. I think it starts with being willing to hear others, and Judge Aquilina gave us a tremendous schooling in what that means by letting people who have been harmed, who hurt, speak. It's important that we really reach out in a meaningful way and be open to the narratives that come to us.
Well, thank you for joining us, Sue Carter, professor of journalism here at MSU. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Thank you, Reginald. My pleasure.